Just after dawn breaks Tuesday morning, the planet Venus will cross in front of the Sun. Now, this passage is known as the transit of Venus. The last time it happened, Grover Cleveland was president of the United States, and the Brooklyn Bridge wasn't finished yet. Neil Tyson, director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, joins us. Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
And will Venus get all the way across?
Yes, it will. If it doesn't, there's something wrong with the laws of physics. So you can count on it.
Hmm. Now, this was first noticed in 1639, I gather?
Yes, that's right.
And this was a couple of Englishmen, Jeremiah Horrocks and William Crabtree.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Although, of course, it had happened long before then. No one knew to look. No one even knew how to predict it. But the first time it was done with any real coordinated effort was the 1700s, and that one is a bit storied because it included observations of the transit by Captain Cook in the South Pacific. And I just learned that John Philip Sousa wrote a Venus transit march.
We're playing that.
Oh, you have that. Okay.
Yeah.
There's Venus marching across the surface of the Sun. Although, of course, it's not a spectacle. It's just a little black dot moving across the surface of the Sun.
Could I see it? I mean, could I walk out onto Third Avenue and just look up and find it?
Well, the Sun will rise already with Venus moving across its surface. And then the Sun has to get high enough above the trees and above the buildings for you to even notice that it's there.
What about Santa Monica? let's say the beach. We wouldn't have to worry about the buildings.
But the event is over before sunrise is in California.
People on the West Coast complain that they always just see the replay.
I guess it's true for the cosmos, at least in this case. But you can do some geometry. If you observe Venus from different parts of the Earth, you have a slightly different view on Venus's path across the Sun. And if you chart that precisely and then compare notes later on, you can calculate exactly the distance that Venus is from the Sun. And it'll help you then to scale the distance to everything else in the solar system.
Dr. Tyson, may I ask, come Tuesday morning, are you going to go outside and stand next to a pretzel cart and look up and try and see it, even though
well,
you probably
actually,
can't?
Well, I'm going to be in Meteor Crater in Arizona, of all places. And so I won't actually see the transit.
Mm. You're quite sure it's going to happen without you?
No, yeah, rather than control the universe, I just describe the pre-existing state of it.
Nice talking to you, Dr. Tyson.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Neil Tyson is director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.